There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up anything that's on your mind. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
All right, so of course you can bring up anything that you want. We've been talking about some of the activism that's been happening up here. It's activists are once again in the news, and we might be making headlines near you if all goes well. The AP is supposed to be doing a report on the Robin Hooders here in Keene, New Hampshire, and they're interviewing our friend James Cleveland for that. And AP, of course, is picked up by, it can be picked up by whichever papers want to, right? So AP puts out a report, and then the editors of the local newspaper that you're in your area, they look at the different stuff from the AP and they say, oh, that looks good
for our
paper.
We'll put that in. We'll put this in.
So, you know, we might get a dozen pickups. We might get 100 pickups. Who knows what will happen, you know, in the morning. But the Robin Hooders have been mostly victorious at the Supreme Court. The details are up right now over at freekeen.com. We're talking about Bernie Sanders and the activism that happened here. I actually played the audio of activists confronting Bernie Sanders as he was going into his speaking event, which, you know, we were basically ambushing him with questions as he was walking in and walking out of his event, which, you know, made a fairly entertaining video. It's racked up a few thousand views over on YouTube already, which isn't bad for a Liberty video.
Bernie Sanders has some fans, you know.
Oh, he certainly does. Yeah, most of the comments are negative, and most of the viewers gave a thumbs down to said video, but I had fun making it, and that's what matters. So back to the story here from David Weigel over at Bloomberg.com. He's actually writing from the inside of the Bernie Sanders event. He was interviewing people there, and one of the first people he talked to was our very own Derek J. Freeman. And Derek J. and myself were outside handing out Philosophy of Liberty flyers to the people who attended the event. So there was a bunch of crap talking going on about the activism in this case, the ambush activism of just throwing questions at these politicians. And really, I don't care if they answer my questions or not. I'm not honestly interested in what Bernie Sanders or Rick Santorum or any of these other guys have to say. They're just there to, I don't know if being a foil is the right word, but they're just there to play off of, basically, to make entertaining videos, to show people that the activists in New Hampshire are more active than anywhere else, and that we are doing more, and it's more fun to be here and get libertarian-minded folks from all around the world to come here as part of the Free State Project. For me, that's my primary goal when I make these videos, so you can go and see this stuff over at freekeen.com. But David Weigel was talking to more of the people. Like, my job was to hand out information. That's one of the first things I did before Bernie showed up. Derek J. and I spent about a half hour at least just flyering everybody coming into this. In fact, we ran out of flyers. I brought two fairly decent stacks of Philosophy of Liberty flyers, and we were out, and we still could have kept handing them out for another 10 minutes or so before Bernie showed up. David Weigel was interviewing Derek J. and pointing out here that he wasn't baiting the liberals or trolling them. Now, we were trolling Bernie, but we weren't baiting the attendees or trolling them. And he was serious. He really wanted to have a conversation. And many of the people who were talking to him were familiar with Free Keene. And then he links to a Slate article that he wrote about us of libertarians, anarchists, and voluntarists who made news whenever they've made a mockery of the police. Robert LaMontagne, a 51-year-old disabled worker who's driven a half an hour from Vermont. You might know him as Robert from Vermont, who calls this radio show. Robert from Vermont was there, and he had a Bernie Sanders shirt on at that time.
He's a fan.
And he says, quote, and now he's saying about the liberty activists, quote, these guys, they're not out to harm anybody, he says, and he further said, a lot of people probably just don't agree with them because they're not willing to look at the other side of the coin. So he admired the Free Keene crowd, says Weigel. In fact, many are. As they waited for Sanders, several other people in the growing crowd said they admired Kentucky Senator Rand Paul's two-week fight to dismantle the Patriot Act. And further, as most presidential candidates fight for segments of a reliable partisan base, Paul and Sanders are both counting the votes of who wants to rebel. Paul, seeking the Republican nomination, identifies as libertarian-ish. Sanders, who jumped into the race for the Democratic nod, is a proud Democratic socialist. Although there are wide differences between the two on a number of issues,
oh, yeah,
the size and role of government being chief among them, there is also much they share in common besides an appeal to disaffected voters.
Well, I think that it's the appeal to disaffected voters which is extraordinarily important here, is that people are sick and tired of what we've had going on.
Mm-hmm.
In the last decade, we have had, it would be still the last decade, we have had a situation where all Republicans controlled the government, the House, the Senate, and the White House, and a situation where all Democrats controlled the apparatus of
and
government.
Government got bigger, more intrusive, and more oppressive.
Nothing changed. Everything stayed the same.
Right. The debt has gone up about $15 trillion in that decade.
Yeah, I agreed. It was a huge amount. And so people are wanting to try, a lot more people are wanting to try something different. They may or may not know, Bernie Sanders' populist message resonates with them to some extent. But that's what Paul's doing, too. He's appealing to the populist portion of the libertarian message.
Now, isn't this just a replay of what happened? Was it 2008 where it was Kucinich and Ron Paul?
Mm. Yeah, in many cases that's the case.
It was like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich were together on the non-interventionist sort of foreign policy, and they agreed with one another on a couple things, but they were definitely sort of the outliers in both the Democrat and the Republican parties. It almost seems like this whole article could have been written just replacing the name Kucinich with, replacing Sanders with Kucinich and Paul with the other Paul.
I got a prediction here, though, is that I would say in this case the Paul has a significantly better chance than the Kucinich than Sanders has versus Kucinich. So Sanders has not nary a snowball's chance in hell.
Dude, he packed this auditorium.
This is Keene, New
Hampshire. There were hundreds of people.
Ron Paul packed auditoriums during his day.
Okay.
You think Kucinich would have pulled more people than Sanders?
I was at the Kucinich event, and he packed that hall.
He did, okay.
Absolutely. So I don't really care what the comparison is to Kucinich. I should just leave that out. Bernie Sanders doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell against the
Hillary Clinton
war machine, all right? He will be flattened. The only thing that's going to happen is that she will adopt some of his principles. He makes his ideas, he gives life to these ideas and makes them more real, gives the government an opportunity to grow, and it will grow under some big government politician like Clinton if she gets she's likely to get the nomination. Whereas Rand Paul actually could get the Republican nomination.
Question, Ron Paul didn't get a whole lot of news from, say, conservative stations like Fox. And I think that Rand is kind of getting fed the same.
Yeah, I've heard they're leaving him out of polls and things like that.
Right, right. So my question is, on liberal news channels, is Sanders getting the same treatment?
I don't know. I mean, I don't ever watch these things.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Maybe you know. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've seen some of the coverage. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number.
Right. Is Sanders being fed a raw deal just like Rand and Ron on the conservative side are?
But isn't he the only person who's opposing Hillary? I don't honestly know if there's anybody else who's thrown in at this point.
I would say this. Fox News
besides Vermin Supreme
is less relevant than it was in 2008 and 2012.
That's true.
The ratings have gone down, down,
That's
down.
That's true of all cable news, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
So cable news is becoming less relevant.
People are cutting the cord. They're going internet.
Yeah, they're getting their information elsewise. So these polls that are where they actually take real polls where Rand Paul gets real numbers in those polls, and they just cut him out. They don't do it every time, but they have certainly done it.
And, of course, if you count the numbers up, you're missing, 5%.
Right.
Where's that 5%?
In some cases, it's like 13%.
Yeah. It's just silliness.
Well, according to, and I'm skipping through a lot of this here over at Bloomberg.com. Without Sanders in the field, Paul might have been the only presidential candidate criticizing the Iraq legacy and calling for a light footprint in the Islamic State war. But Sanders is in the field. He'd summon an audience where more than a few people were wearing vintage T-shirts about the Iraq war, like no war for oil, stop making veterans, and stop wars in the design of the Star Wars logo. Sanders told them, I've got news for you. We're going to win New Hampshire. unquote. The no polling has showed Sanders close to achieving that. In an average of New Hampshire polls, the Vermont senator is running 28.5 points behind Hillary Clinton among Democrats. So I don't know who the other people they're asking about.
Really, you think that this go round that the Democrats are going to vote for an old white man? No, they're not going to do it.
Paul is running just 2.4 points behind Jeb Bush. And as he now tells audiences at every stop, he typically runs stronger against Clinton than Bush does. 855-453 is our toll-free number. A little bit more about the Sanders visit here in moments, and you can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. you may dial in to join us on the radio waves here at 855-450-FREE and bring up whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the interesting people who were coming to attend the Bernie Sanders speech here in Keene, New Hampshire over the weekend. And David Weigel over at Bloomberg.com is reporting on them and reporting on the liberty activists, including Chris Cantwell, as well as Derek J. Freeman. They both get named in the article. I'm referenced, but not by name, and that's when I was calling out Bernie Sanders, asking him about Edward Snowden. You'll hear in a moment. Apparently, he's actually spoken about Edward Snowden before, but I didn't know that. I had done no research whatsoever. I just wanted to call out some questions to the guy.
Way to go.
Yeah. I don't claim to be the best activist, Mark. I'm just doing it. You know, I'm just getting out there and doing stuff.
I would have expected Sanders to say something about Edward Snowden, but that's why it was a softball.
Yeah.
Like, you know, his complaint was, you're being rude by
being loud.
Asking me questions by being loud. Well, how are you supposed to, if I whisper questions while you're going in, you're not going to hear them. I don't get an answer if I whisper. I don't get an answer if I talk normal. I don't get an answer if I raise my voice so people can hear me over the crowd.
I'm not going
to get an answer from you because you're not going to answer me, not because I'm rude, sir. It's rude to lie to your constituents.
We will talk more about Bernie and Rand Paul here in a moment. But first, we finally cleared up the discrepancy on the numbers from last night. So apologies for any misinformation that we inadvertently put out there. We were talking about spendbitcoins.com, which is for sale. The entirety of the site is for sale. And this is one of the oldest and largest Bitcoin merchant directories. If you want to Google, where can I spend Bitcoins? Guess what's number one? spendbitcoins.com. So the site's for sale. It's had over 3 million page views since inception. What was confusing was there was a graphic on their sale page, which is spendbitcoins.com/sale, that seemed to reference 100,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants. Thing is, there are over 100,000 merchants that accept Bitcoin, but spendbitcoins.com lists over 10,000 of those merchants. So just to clarify, there's 10,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants listed on the site. You get the entire site. You can sell Bitcoins. You can sell ads, premium listings. The world is your oyster with spendbitcoins.com. You want to place your bid on this? It is open to public auction right now. spendbitcoins.com/sale. So spendbitcoins.com/sale, and you can buy one of the most relevant searches for spending Bitcoins out there, the most Google relevant search. And I was trying to pull up the auction. Okay, here you go. So you go to spendbitcoins.com/sale, and then there's a link there you can click over to. It's currently at $4,050.
We're driving that price up.
There are 5 days left in this auction. Who knows what the final price is going to be, but if you're interested in owning this piece of valuable web real estate, it is available.
This is among the top five Bitcoin sites out there as far as a URL goes. It's got the momentum behind it. It's a big deal.
So that's again spendbitcoins.com/sales. Go and check that out. So we've been talking about the Bernie Sanders visit again here with an article that has come out over the last couple of days by Bloomberg. David Weigel, the author. I've skipped the bulk of the story where they're just kind of talking about the followers of Sanders and Paul and sort of comparing the two candidates together. And we'll put the full article up on our Facebook and Twitter so you can take a look, closer look at it. But back to the story here toward the very end, David writes, 7 months from now, that polling is going to matter. And what he's talking about is that Bernie Sanders is 28 points behind Hillary Clinton. So it's not looking like he really does have a chance, even though he claimed that he was going to win New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the numbers show he's 28 points behind. Now, anything can change. Anything can happen. I am not somebody who makes political predictions about who's going to get the nomination. I mean, who knows who else is going to enter the race, or something bad can happen to Hillary between now and then. I mean, I don't know.
It just doesn't seem very – I make predictions, but I guess I follow them as closely as anyone. Most of my predictions are just kind of – the things I hear and these kind of things. But it just doesn't seem very likely to me that anybody besides Hillary Clinton's going to get it. She has the advantage of being female. That's people believe it's time for a woman to be in the office of the president. And I don't disagree with that statement, but I can tell you that no one, they really don't care about that Republican gal, Fiorna, or whatever her name is, the Google HP executive that's running. They don't care about her. What they really mean is we're Democrats and we want to see a Democrat woman in office. Like she gets the nod. I'm not that impressed with it, and I don't think that having two X chromosomes is in some way or shape or form a qualification for office. So I'm not willing to go out on that limb. But Bernie Sanders, he's got some people that are, you know, tried and true behind him, but I think they understand he's really only framing the debate.
So apparently
Vermin Supreme is flaming the debate.
I love Vermin Supreme. He's got my vote. Paul and Sanders were aware of, let me jump back a moment here. In the year 2000, Democratic insurgent Bill Bradley lost votes to Republican insurgent John McCain, often from independents who are concerned about campaign finance reform or honesty in Washington. In 2008, the Barack Obama campaign watched some swing voters jump over to McCain again after polling seemed to indicate that he'd have a tougher time winning the primary than the surging Illinois Democrat. In both years, their snap decisions were worth a few thousand votes in a contest often fought by inches. Paul and Sanders were aware of that, but some voters were beyond their reach. In Keene, after Sanders finished his 53-minute speech and 28-minute Q&A, he waded into the crowd. Christopher Cantwell, a 35-year-old anarchist, was waiting. "Senator," he yelled, "after you take over the economy, what happens if someone with bad intentions takes it back?" Sanders ignored him and headed outside, where a Free Keene supporter was shouting questions about
Edward
Snowden.
This really is a hard question. When you advocate for increased government intervention because you really like the guy who's going to have some control, then you need to understand that the presidency has ping-ponged back and forth between Republicans and Democrats since there have been Republicans and Democrats. I mean, basically since Jackson, this is the early 19th century. Now, I'm not saying every single time, but it's ping-ponged a great deal over the course of those over that time. And that means, Democrats, if you want more government intervention in the economy, you want more more Republican control over the economy. That's what you're asking for. Republicans, when you believe that the bailouts are necessary, and you say, "Oh well, our Republican politicians know better," what you're saying is that the Democrats, it's fair for them to go ahead and do it when it's their turn.
So Sanders ignored him and headed outside where a Free Keene supporter, and he links to my video of Bernie Sanders, was shouting questions about Edward Snowden. Sanders has actually called for clemency. Rand Paul has joked that Snowden should share a jail cell with the director of national intelligence, which is really scary that Rand Paul is not in favor of Edward Snowden. That's reason number one to not support Rand Paul.
Do you understand? Hold on. He said that he should share a cell with this other guy so they get an opportunity to talk, right?
That doesn't sound like the reason you would say someone should share a jail cell. That sounds like you mean the person should go to jail. 855-450-FREE. But if you're saying there was context there, Mark, I'd be happy to hear more about that. Or are you just making that up?
I'm going to find it.
That's the context that I understand it. I mean, you know, what he's saying is that the United States government has broken the law. I think that government officials that break the law in order to show us that the government is breaking the law, yeah, they're putting their freedom on the line.
So why is he saying that Snowden should be in jail? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. What was it that Rand Paul said about Edward Snowden? I hadn't heard it. I was just going based on the article over at Bloomberg.com. Now I've actually pulled it up. Now, thanks to David Weigel, the author at Bloomberg, he does happen to link straight to the quote from Rand, so it's a very well-cited piece here at Bloomberg.
Yeah, it seems to be.
And the Rand Paul interview is over at Reason.com, so we're going to jump back to Bloomberg here in a moment. Also want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Also, check out Quantum Vibe.
Yeah, Quantum Vibe is the Liberty-themed epic sci-fi webcomic story, and it's concluded recently. But you can get the hard bound, the real-world bound Volume 3 of the series. It's going to be available from booksellers starting the last day of June. But advanced autographed copies can be purchased directly from Big Head Press Wednesday, the Wednesday before, at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival in like 2 weeks. It's coming very soon. So please, stop by Site 27 if you're going to be there and get your early autographed edition. If not, you can get it at booksellers or at their website. And Now, they're going to start up this new series, Quantum Vibe Venus 23, and that's launching yesterday. So it's an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. You can go check it out at quantumvibe.com. That's quantumvibe.com. Also, if you click on the link to Big Head Press, which is their publisher, you can go back and you can find all kinds of free liberty-oriented comics going back for years.
Yeah, it'll take you a long time to read through all that.
I did it like in the course of a couple of days. I just consumed everything that they had.
You must have done nothing else, because there's a lot
pretty
of content
close.
They've got.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
But then I'd followed it after that, so that's been several years from since then. But
great
usually
stuff.
When I find a webcomic I like, I just go and I read it the whole thing.
All right, what's the URL?
QuantumVibe.com.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jesse, listening in Lake Isabella to KVLI.
Hi,
hello, Jesse. Hey there.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. You know, we always hear about these War Powers Acts. When are we ever going to get somebody up there that's going to say, if I become president, I'm going to rescind these powers? We've got the war on terrorism. That's going to go on forever. That's giving these guys all kinds of control that seems never ending. That's the question I have for you, is when are we going to get someone that ever steps up and says, I'm going to rescind this act?
Well, I mean, I don't want to put words in Ron Paul's mouth, but I suspect he was probably your best choice, and he's done for. So I don't think it'll probably ever happen in our lifetime. Certainly no chance that any of those people will win.
The military-industrial complex is too powerful. There's too much money to be made. And
yeah, it's amazing,
Ron. Just like Smedley Butler said, you know, almost 100 years ago, war is a racket. There's a lot of money to be made. And
you're ex-military, right, Conan?
I am ex-military. Not sad to see it go.
Mm.
I do. I've got the plates on the truck, and I've got all the anti-war stickers, and I've been able to spark some good conversations. People see that combination, and it kind of blows their mind for a second. So
that's good. It gets their gears turning on that.
I know there's an anti. Go ahead.
Let this beast out of the corral. They're never going to get it back in. Where is it? When are they going to get it back in the corral?
Well,
they're not trying.
Well, maybe when they run out of money.
They just print it.
Yeah, but how far away are we? I mean, Mark, you had talked about earlier that, you know, is this the end? Are we seeing the end of the empire? But it seems like things are going strong for them in a lot of different ways.
Usually empires do go strong
at the very end.
Yeah.
Jesse, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that was pretty much it. I was curious about that. You never hear them rescind that power, but they always keep us in a state of war. Now we're in war on terrorism.
Yeah. Well, that's big money for them. I mean, they never rescind, almost never do they rescind any of their powers. Didn't they, like, end attacks from the 1800s within the last decade at some point?
Yeah, so you're talking about the attacks from the Spanish-American War that was on cell phones. And it got some momentum out there, and so they did.
Somehow they applied a tax that was made in the 1800s to cell phones.
That's right.
Yeah. And then eventually repealed that one, but didn't make the government any
smaller.
I think
the Spanish-American War was early 1900s.
Oh, whenever. Hey, thanks, Jesse, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I've got the actual quote here from Rand Paul in his interview with Reason magazine. First, Reason asks this. Chris Christie said you and Mike Lee are on the side of Edward Snowden. You write about Edward Snowden.
You're right, it's 1898.
You write about Edward Snowden pretty interestingly in the book, comparing him to Director of National Intelligence James Clapper. I think the framing is the leaker and the liar. If on the day after inauguration you get a phone call and it's Edward Snowden saying, "All right, I'm ready to come back," what are you going to do?
Uh-oh.
So here's Rand Paul's answer. It's three paragraphs in written form. Quote, "You know, I think justice is about making punishment proportional to the crime, and I think his intentions were to reveal something that he felt like the people in government were lying about, and it turns out they were lying. The Director of National Intelligence committed perjury in front of..."
So far, so good, by the way.
Right, so far, so good. "The Director of National Intelligence committed perjury in front of the Senate committee. My understanding is it's about a 5-year sentence. But instead of getting any kind of sentence, instead of getting a slap on the wrist or even instead of being fired, he's been rewarded, and he's still in charge of intelligence. And I think he's done a great deal to damage trust. On the other side of the coin, can you let people who have sensitive data just make the decision to reveal it to the world? I think you have to have laws against that. So I think there have to be laws against what Snowden did. Did he do it for a higher purpose? Does he have a high moral ground? All of that, I think, history will judge." Now, that's a cop-out. That statement is a cop out. Right,
you
there.
Hate the cop out thing, right? Like you know what he's saying here, right? Like the very fact that he has said
he's saying send Edward Snowden to jail,
right? But the very fact that he has said, does he have the high moral ground? He's asking the question, right?
Yeah.
And asking the question is really what you and I do for a living. Because if you start giving the answers, you're just a blowhard preacher. Rand Paul used the incredible power of the campaign to ask the question that no other candidate asked, and in the process, he said, look, I'm running for the highest office in the land, an office of law and order, and in the process, I'll have him share a cell with this guy for 5 years.
That's now, quite an explanation of what was essentially a dodge of the question, Mark.
Look, man, I get it. When you are a politician, you need to speak the language of politicians.
Lies,
language,
you mean, and misinformation?
The language.
See, this
of
is what I have a problem with. I don't know, how do you feel about this Rand Paul, Conan? Because people like Mark will just back him on anything that he says. They'll bend over backwards with excuses for this guy.
He's not his dad. I'm not voting for him.
You're not impressed.
Who are you going to vote for? I'm not impressed. I'm going to be voting for Daryl W. Perry.
Oh, really?
Well, okay. I mean, that's the general election. At this point, you're predicting who the Republican nominee is going to be?
I don't think he's going to be there. I don't think he'll be available.
I'm not asking you what you're doing in the general. Are you a registered Democrat or registered Republican?
I'm not sure. I think I'm a Democrat in a moment.
You'll get to pick.
You might be able to vote for Vermin Supreme then in the primary.
Exactly. If you don't re-register, then you're going to then you'll have to vote for a Democrat, and so therefore your opinion is irrelevant. All that matters is the registered Republicans and the registered independents and the state of undeclareds in the state of New Hampshire, and we'll see what those people say regarding the Republicans.
I mean, I'll finally get to vote
for
Vermin.
It doesn't surprise me that there's a Democrat, the two Democrats sitting at the microphones here saying, oh, we don't like the Republican.
This is not a Democrat versus Republican
thing.
Whoa,
I guess it is. You guys are registered Democrats.
I'm registered because I ran Democrat last
What do you want from me? I'm elected Republican.
I would like you to not support somebody who's a known liar here. I mean, it's just shocking to hear you bend over backwards to make excuses for this guy. He's saying he wants to send Edward Snowden to jail. Edward Snowden should be given an award, not sent to jail. And, you know, you're saying, oh, well, he's asking questions. That's the right thing to do. Well, no, he's only asking those questions to cover for his answer.
No, that's bull crap.
I agree.
You should burn in hell for that one. He is using the power of the microphone to bring that question to the minds of the people that are listening. You are a sick effer, what you have just said. That is disgusting.
What are you talking about?
He
was asked a question, and he hasn't come right out with an answer. Conan, what were you going to say?
I believe he answered the question very tactfully.
Yeah.
He was the political answer. He's playing both sides of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
The first two paragraphs really liked, and then he's playing the devil's advocate in the third paragraph. I think he did very well. I'm still not voting for him, but
okay. So,
but he wants to put this guy in jail. At least Bernie Sanders is talking about clemency.
Where? I love the Democrat. Okay,
I
look
don't
at me,
love
man.
Bernie Sanders.
No, apparently,
please stop
you
making
do.
This a partisan issue. You sound so lame right now. You don't even know how lame you sound. The toll free number is 855 450 free. That I don't like. What are you talking about? I like Vermin Supreme, but he's run as a Republican in the past. I don't care about Republicans and Democrats. You should know better than that, Mark. Pathetic. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercronius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercronius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercronius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the slimy Rand Paul here and his answer to Reason Magazine's question about what should happen to Edward Snowden if Rand Paul were elected and Snowden were to call him up and say, all right, I'm ready to come back. What are you going to do, was the question. And basically his answer was he didn't really give a real clear answer. He blathered on about how punishment should be proportionate to the crime, and then further says that James Clapper, this national intelligence guy, he hasn't been punished, and he perjured himself. Clapper punished.
5 years that he wanted to see him in prison.
He says, on the other side of the coin, can you let people who have sensitive data just make the decision to reveal it to the world? I think you have to have laws against that. So he's saying there he wants to see Edward Snowden be punished in some way.
Well, he's saying a general statement. He's saying a general statement that as president, he is chief executive, and that if you're going to have a state, that state is going to have some levels of secrets. And I think that this is a real paradox for a state, because they have to have
it. What about transparency?
It's a big fat lie.
If they're not going around killing people around the world,
has he said he's going to have a transparent administration like Barack Obama did? At least you're not getting lied to.
Oh, I've just been lied to by this guy. I mean, he's saying here that he thinks history will be the judge of whether or not he did it for a higher purpose or higher moral ground. He could have said his opinion there, but he did not. He did not even answer the question that he was asked, which is, what are you going to do? Instead, he just covers.
Who would you rather have as president in dealing with the Snowden situation? Would you rather have Rand Paul, or would you rather have Barack Obama? Who do you think would take better care of Ed Snowden in that circumstance?
I honestly have no idea. Maybe Rand Paul, but I don't know. He's a liar, so I don't know what he really believes. Let's talk to Pizza Guy in Fargo. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, pizza guy.
So clearly we have a problem of perspective here, and that's why, you know, so I don't want to call in and bang my head against the same wall. It's not fun for me. It's not fun for you. It's not fun for the listeners.
Right. The perspective that you have a problem with here is that there are some people who appreciate honesty when it comes to political candidates and other people who, because they like a candidate and are otherwise principled, liberty-minded people like Mark Edge here and probably you as well, Pizza Guy, because given your support of Rand Paul, other people who will say whatever it takes to make excuses for a man who's a liar.
Yep.
Just because they like him.
Exactly. And that's a fine way to frame it if that's how you want.
Cool. Glad you've embraced it.
I have four points. I have them written down. It's not even a quarter piece of paper, and I have large third-grader handwriting.
I also have a piece of paper in front of me. Go ahead.
Okay. So point number one, and this is important, and it took me a long time to get to this realization, I'm not a god. I'm not all-knowing, and I'm not all-powerful. So I don't know everything. I don't have perfect knowledge, and I can't. I only can see the world around me, and I can't choose the world as much as I'd like to. I can't choose the world I want to live in. I can't, by sheer will, make things become a way, right?
Mm-hmm. So sounds accurate.
I'll agree with that, and I'll also say that neither is Rand Paul or Bernie Sanders, so why would you vote for these people to let them make decisions on your behalf?
We're going to get there. Point one is over, and we're there. So point two, and now here's where we might devolve into discussion, and so we might have to cut it off quickly. But point two is, if there's going to be a change in the way of freedom, like if we're going to liberty paradise, if that's where we're going, what's the likelihood that that change will be gradual, and what's the likelihood that that change will be sudden?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm going to go ahead with gradual. I like the idea better of there being more stability along the way to more freedom. It seems like governments over the course of human history have become more liberty-oriented. That's not saying much. It's just an assertion.
Sometimes things go faster than you expect. I mean, people did not see the Berlin Wall coming down, but it did.
Right. If there was something sudden and catastrophic that would happen, maybe we could go right to sudden liberty. But no, that doesn't happen, and it's going to be gradual, just like it has been.
Because people have to have their minds changed.
Change is hard. Change is hard for, you know, even for, you know, us.
Absolutely, people have to have their minds changed, and that's why it's great to have somebody in the executive role that might have some idea of the ideas of liberty. And I'd like to point out.
You're not sure about that? Huh?
No, I'm pretty sure that having Thanksgiving dinner with Ron Paul, he has a lot of ideas. And when Judge Napolitano, the single best spokesperson for the ideas of liberty on a grand scale here in the United States, goes ahead and says he has the same views as his father. That's enough for me.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
not enough for you. I understand.
Right.
Like, you've got a radio show to run.
Rand Paul,
I've got
to
be iconoclastic.
To say he wants to legalize
heroin. I always disagree
heroin.
With people, but I sure do love the Democrats because I am one.
Yeah, you are being so petty. You don't realize how petty you sound right now.
It's
pretty amusing. I hope someone takes some clips out of this. So Ron Paul, of course, got on stage during a Republican debate and admitted that he wanted to see legal heroin, and he got applause. Rand Paul's been never even come close to talking about ending the war on drugs.
Rand Paul doesn't make statements that are unlikely to get him elected. I've got some news for you.
Don't tell me he's like his father.
There's going to be a president. Look, I didn't tell you that. Judge Napolitano did. Why don't you call him up and argue with him?
But you were agreeing with him.
I just said that I made the statement that he did, and I'm going to take his word for it. He probably knows Ron and Rand Paul a little better than you do, chump.
I don't claim to know anything. All I know is what they say, and I've heard some really bad crap.
But people that tell you what you want to hear don't get elected for dog catcher. Do you not understand? You are a marginalized
nut. You don't understand the point. No, you don't understand the point of running for election as a liberty-minded person.
I understand that
the
somebody will be president.
The point of running for election is to inform people of the ideas of freedom.
That's what you think it's for.
Yes, that is
the
what
fact
I think
is,
it's for.
That is not the reason that people run for election. There will
right,
be a
because
president
they're seeking power.
There'll be a president in 2016. He can be Rand Paul or he cannot be. What do you prefer?
Vermin Supreme.
You don't get Vermin Supreme. He's
why
not a choice.
Why can't he?
You're not a god. That's why not. You have to choose the
Vermin Supreme is. Haven't you seen this man?
Yeah. He's pretty. he's at least a prophet.
You have to be a god to wear a boot on your head like that.
What's number
Let's
three
point
and four?
Three. They're just irrelevant. Don't listen to them, pizza guy.
Well, number three is whether or not you want to communicate for or against the next step in that gradual change. And this would be my point. It's in every single issue, Rand Paul is better than the status quo. Right? So it's either going to be...
I don't know. Bernie Sanders hasn't beat on Edward Snowden.
You know, as far as Ron, the difference between Ron and Rand is, Ron, it seemed to me, he was actually trying to get the message out there.
And he did.
He got it. Oh, he got it out there.
He paved the way for his son to possibly win the election.
Right. And what were the numbers? I mean, they were dismal.
Sure.
But now,
because people don't want to be free.
Question: New Hampshire. Has Ron and Rand sat down? Rand, much more political. Have they sat down and said, "All right, here, son, this is how you're going to win. You need to answer the questions tactfully, and you know
that means lie.
Dodge around the questions, and make some of the older conservatives. Yeah, make some of the older conservatives. You know, get in your camp. Or is Rand seeking power? Like you said.
Ron says that he unequivocally supports his son in this run.
Well, of course he does. Who else is he going to support? Go ahead with what was the point? Are we on point four yet? Or
yeah, it's 3 points.
Yeah, well, just the fourth point is that it's almost an aside, but that voting, we always look at it as kind of a binary, and that's why you choose, well, I'm going to choose Vermin Supreme. Voting is a way to communicate. It's a bad technology, but it's just a technology. And when you have votes behind somebody, when Gary Johnson got a million votes, when Ron Paul got however many points, it sent a message. And Rand Paul's position, when supported by votes, can push more people in that way.
Voting is not a method of communication. Voting is useless for communicating. You never know why anybody voted for you. The only way you can know how somebody voted or why they voted is an exit poll, where you actually ask someone why they voted the way they voted.
The guy is correct. It is a bad form of communication because it communicates something. If you say that it is not communication,
but you don't know what it is.
Yes, it does. It communicates that I vote for this person.
But you don't know why, so it's meaningless.
Okay, listen, man. I'm going to talk to you about reality for a second. No one cares what you think about the general election, all right?
I don't
think
they care. Election, because I don't care about
wait
it.
Wait a second. Listen to me. The general election doesn't occur until after the primary, right?
Yeah.
You don't get to vote in the primary, but if you got
sure
to vote...
I do.
Okay, then you could re-register as a Republican.
No, I can vote in the Democratic primary.
Then we're talking about Rand Paul.
Uh-huh.
He's not in the Democratic primary.
Well, Ron Paul wasn't in the Democratic
primary before I voted for him anyway.
You're not,
that's because you're a bad communicator. You don't get your message across. I'm so bad at communicating.
I'm only doing a radio show on 150 radio stations.
You said during the break all you wanted to do was troll, and you're doing an excellent job at that. You are being an a-hole, because that's what you do for a living. You sit behind the microphone, you act like an a-hole. Anybody who listens to you agrees with an a-hole. That's the only point. There will be a primary election. In that primary election, people will get to pick Republicans. At that point, it has nothing to do with Vermin Supreme. You should pick the best Republican, and I think the best Republican is Rand Paul. At that point, we can talk about the general election and what will happen after that.
Yeah,
you got to pick your favorite turd sandwich.
No, I don't. No, I don't have to.
Then don't go!
I will go, and I'll vote for Vermin Supreme.
In the Democratic primary, you rube!
Of course. 855, 453. Thanks, Pizza Guy, for the call. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live with the Shouting Man.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Unlike Tums, new Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for combined powerful relief of your worst symptoms of heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with new Rolaids Advanced.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.